You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, chapter 25. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You'd better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also saying, 'Lord, open to us.' But he said, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You can be seated. And let's pray. Holy God, we confess to you that at times it is hard to wait, but we thank you that you are faithful and we can count on you to show up. So help us to be prepared to save. In your name we pray, amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is a stewardship sermon, all right? Stewardship sermon, it's happening. We wait for it all year long. Here it is. These next few weeks, I'll have readings from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, and it's all about stewardship. So we're going to dive right in. Is that okay? Thank you. The problem is waiting on God. Waiting on God can be hard. We can wait for a really long time, so long that, you know, you kind of maybe start to wonder a little bit. I remember a time in my life when I was waiting. I was learning how to play the guitar. And the guitar that I had was not so good. It was something we found, you know, at a thrift store or a garage sale. And the action, the distance between the strings and the fretboard was like 2 inches. You know, it was really not a great guitar. And I was taking guitar lessons, and I was saving up to buy my own guitar, an electric guitar with an amplifier. And I worked all summer for my dad. As you know, my dad was in construction, and so I was digging ditches and getting tools and doing the kinds of things I could do, pocketing money week after week, saving. And I tell you, for my age, I saved quite a bit of money. I might have had to work hard, but yeah, I was able to save, you know, as an adolescent, a few hundred dollars. I mean, an electric guitar is not cheap. And my guitar teacher said, "You're not going to get a cheap electric guitar. When you buy one, you're going to buy a good one." And he recommended the Fender Telecaster. Okay, not as wild as the Stratocaster, more bluesy, and so that's what I was saving up for, and a PV amplifier, a tube amplifier, old school. And I was saving and I was saving and I was saving, and I got there. I had saved, I think, like $400 or $500. And I was really proud of myself. My parents were proud of me. And I was so careful about that money that I saved it and I put it in a secret spot in my bedroom that nobody could find. And it was such a good spot that even I couldn't find it. I lost it. Seriously. That $500, it was in a leather pouch, $100 bills, stacked up, folded together in the leather pouch, and it was lost. I lost it. And the day I was supposed to go with my guitar teacher, we were going to go down 89A to Cottonwood, where there was a nice guitar store. He told me it was a guitar store. I think it was a pawn shop. And we'd been there, we tested out the guitars, and I had to call him up and say, Joe, I lost my money. And he laughed. He thought I was joking, right? He said, that's a good one. All right, I'll pick you up. No, I really lost it. And it was such a bummer. It was such a bummer. I was supposed to get this new stuff, and I didn't. And I remember when I saw him at my next guitar lesson, he looked disappointed too, because he was looking forward to helping me buy a Telecaster and an amp and to take my playing to the next level. And he was disappointed. I was disappointed. My parents, you know, we were all just so sad. And we had to wait. And after all that work and saving, it felt like it was for nothing. You know, sometimes we each experience that, where we have to wait for a really long time. Maybe we even feel disappointed at times. In our lesson from the gospel this morning, Matthew chapter 25, they were waiting for the bridegroom, the groom. They're waiting for the groom. And, you know, if you're at a wedding and the groom is a little bit late, that raises eyebrows, right? You know, what's this guy? Has he got cold feet? You know, and that starts to happen after about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, 30 minutes. People, you know, they're asking questions. Did you catch in the reading when the groom shows up to the wedding? Did anyone catch in the reading? What time was it?
Midnight,
this guy shows up to his own wedding. Talk about being late. He doesn't get there until midnight. He's so late that the 10 bridesmaids fall asleep. The 10 bridesmaids fall asleep. He is so late. Some people, when they interpret this gospel, they say that the groom is supposed to be God, Jesus. And it's a parable about Jesus coming back to earth. So if that's the interpretation, Jesus is warning us, hey, you might be waiting for a long time for me to come back. You might be waiting so long that people kind of forget, or they start to doubt and they fall asleep. And that ties into our reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This letter we've been studying from Paul these past few weeks. And some people say that this reading from Thessalonians is actually the core of Paul's letter. They think that, as I mentioned, you know, Paul's this missionary. He's spreading Christianity to people that have never heard of it before. And the original message, the core of the gospel message, the euangelion, the good news, the alternative good news that Paul is sharing, is that there is a true Caesar, a true Lord, and it's Jesus Christ, and he is coming back to have a kingdom of justice and peace. That was the core of the Pauline message. It's not Caesar. It's not these other people who have disappointed you. It's Jesus. He's the one. And people sign on. They come to faith. The church is growing. And Jesus doesn't come back quite so quickly. Time stretches on. We think that Paul and those early Christians, they thought Jesus was going to come back right away. Like days, weeks, or months.
And then when the years start to go by for these new little churches that are growing, some of their people start to die of old age, of sickness, of natural causes. And they're wondering, Paul, what is going on? When is Jesus going to come back? And so Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians, we don't grieve like other people. We can be sad. We can miss our loved ones. But when Jesus comes back, even if a loved one has died, they will resurrect like Jesus resurrected, and they will meet Jesus as he comes back into his world. And if we're still alive when that happens, we'll get in line too, and we will go up and we will greet Jesus in the clouds, and then we will usher him into his kingdom. And we will be a part of that kingdom of justice and peace. Jesus will come back. There will be a kingdom of justice and peace. Paul asks us to keep the faith, to believe that Jesus will come back. And so when we think about our gospel reading, that the bridegroom doesn't get there until midnight, then you have the distinction between the five wise and the five foolish. The good news is that the groom shows up. He might be late. He may not get there till midnight, but he loves the bride. We don't know why he was late. We don't know what happened. Maybe he was, you know, kidnapped or hijacked or beat up or stolen from. I mean, anything could have happened. But he loves the bride and he gets there. And there you see the difference between the five wise and the five foolish. The five foolish are foolish because they don't have faith. Why bother bringing the extra oil? This guy's probably not going to show up anyway. Wedding's probably not even going to happen. Why get the extra oil? We'll take a little nap, we'll be there for our friend, and when he doesn't show up, it's all over. But the five wise bridesmaids, they have faith. And like we talked about in the children's sermon, faith isn't about forsaking our responsibilities. Faith isn't thinking, oh gosh, God's going to take care of everything and life's going to be easy. No. Faith is about believing that God is going to show up and God is going to call us to be ready to work alongside of God for justice and peace and well-being, the gospel, the good news. So to be a person of faith is to be prepared to save and to be ready to serve God at any moment. So what's the connection to stewardship? It's this. The first thing God wants you to steward is yourself. The first thing God wants you to take care of in order to serve God is to be ready to serve, to be prepared, to save. I'm talking about saving money, saving resources, being prepared for a rainy day or a rainy week or a rainy month or a rainy year. The five wise bridesmaids, they saved. They had extra oil just in case. When we think about our stewardship, and we think about our generosity, one of the things God wants you to be generous to is yourself. Are you saving? Do you have a savings account with 3 to 6 months worth of expenditures? That's part of our stewardship. God wants you to be prepared to survive those periods of difficulty so that you can be ready to serve God when he shows up. One of the things we try to do in our household is we approximately put about the same amount in our savings as we give to God. And we give. We support. We give to God and we support God through Grace Lutheran. And if you're like us, maybe there's some other nonprofits you give to because you believe in what they do. That's fine. But when we make our household budget, we try to make sure that we are saving for that rainy day and giving, balancing. Some people talk about the 10-10-80 rule. give 10% to God, save 10%, and try to live off of 80%. That's just a basic formula to think about. And so my invitation to each and every one of us is to balance our giving and our saving, recognizing that even when we save, that is stewardship, that is faithfulness in God, so that we can be ready to serve God. So, all those years ago, I lost that money, or I thought I did. And the summer was almost up, and I was working for my dad. I remember it was, you know, August now, getting close to school. And bummed out, I never bought my guitar. And my mom, we're working on the job site, and my mom's minivan comes driving up the little dirt driveway that led to the job site that we had been working at all summer, building this house. And my mom's flashing the lights and honking the horn. We thought something was wrong. And she gets out of the car and she holds up the leather pouch.
Whoa.
She found it. She found it. It was in my closet, in my backpack, my camping backpack. And I put it in my camping backpack, but I did. And she had a hunch and she found it. And it was worth it. It was worth it to go and buy that guitar. I played that guitar at church, by the way. And I also played rock and roll at home. And I enjoyed it, and it was how, one way I learned the power of saving as part of our stewardship. And we might wait, but it's worth it. So I invite you to save and show your faithfulness to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.